Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley Music Theater. You are now approaching the theater gates and about to enter one of the best amphitheaters in the country. Before you enter, you and your belongings will be subject to security screening. If you refuse, you will hear this sound, and you will not be permitted to enter the theater. There are 22 simple things you need to remember in the proper order to keep the lines moving as smoothly, efficiently, and quickly as possible. Many will play, few will win. First, be sure you've downloaded and saved your electronic ticket to your Apple or Google Wallet or the Live Nation or Ticketmaster apps before you get in line. Look for free fan Wi-Fi if you are having trouble with network connectivity. Next, we ask that you look up and read our signage near the gates. There are lanes for those of you with bags and lanes for those of you without bags. Please choose your lane wisely. And for those with bags and blankets, be ready to present them for inspection. If you have medical equipment that needs special screening, please see a gate supervisor for assistance. But wait, there's more. Remember that the only bags permitted are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and small clutch style purses, fanny packs, which we understand are now called belt bags, waist packs, or the ever popular sling bags, less than 6 by 9 inches in size, which do not need to be clear. Any and all other bags, backpacks, European carry-alls, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicles. Be sure your beverages have been consumed with containers thrown away prior to getting in line. As you prepare to walk through the security screening checkpoints, keep these things in mind. Please keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, skorts, jorts, really tight and tapered thin pants, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. Do not raise your arms and walk at a normal pace. Raising your arms, tiptoeing slowly through like you're part of a Scooby-Doo episode, or trying to race your friends through are all frowned upon and will ultimately mean that we will single you out for not listening to this, which makes us very sad. Most importantly, you do not need to remove your cell phones, wallets, and keys from your pockets. You can keep your previously inspected bags and small blankets intact when walking through as well. But you will need to remove some items like eyeglass cases and your prized money clips. But hey there, Daddy, do you really need that money clip, seeing as though we're cashless inside the theater? We didn't think so. Some of you who haven't listened closely or tried to sneak in something may be subject to secondary screening. We ask that you just relax, as our screeners with the rubber gloves are surprisingly gentle. Once you've run the gauntlet, you will then be ready to present your electronic ticket. As you approach the ticket scanning station, simply hold and tap your phone above the scanner. That's right, just tap it in. If you prefer, have the scan safe code available on your phone screen to hold under the scanner. A green light means you're good to enter. A red light means something has gone terribly wrong and you'll need to wait for further assistance and may be banished from the theater for all eternity. And now we present a poetic interlude showcasing the items that will be permitted into the theater today. In the Valley of Music, where Posty will sing, a concert awaits, an awesome gathering. With permitted items, we embark on this night, a poetic journey under the moonlight. Factory-sealed water bottles you can bring in, but those caps will come off as throwing's a sin. Factory-sealed freshness, we like to choose, hydration in hand as the beats infuse. Food in clear Ziploc bags, a tasty affair. Snacks neatly organized will surely prepare. Pretzels and granola, a flavorful delight. Sustenance on the go feels just right. Small blankets we bring, a cozy retreat to lay upon the lawn beneath our feet. Wrapped in warmth as melodies unfold, Post Malone's voice, a story yet untold. Approved bags, functional and sleek, carrying our belongings, humble and chic. A trusted companion, our essentials reside, safe and secure right by our side. Extra clothes we bring for the night may turn cold, a hoodie or jacket in our embrace will hold. Prepared for the elements, whatever they may be, Post Malone's music, our hearts set free. If you're not the artsy type, here's a quick summary. Factory sealed water bottles with caps removed at the gate, small blankets, extra clothes, and food in clear Ziploc gallon bags are all permitted. Now let's go through a painfully long but not exhaustive list of items that will not be permitted into the theater today. Any of these items should be thrown away or returned to your vehicle. Prohibited items include any and all cans or bottles of any kind other than factory sealed water bottles, any bags, backpacks, satchels, purses, or other carry-alls, even if they are your European, that are not of the approved types you should have listened to earlier, and all chairs, backrests, inflatable chairs, pool floats, sofas, or related items. Any aerosol sprays like Deepwoods Off or Aquanet. We know, like Cousin Eddie, your hair ain't just gonna look right without it, but we promise you'll live. Inflatable dance partners, clown costumes, and foam fingers, large blankets and all tarps, any stuck Fetzer valves, filled or empty camelbacks, anyone named Paula, Helga, Gina, Olivia, or Rich, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, pepper spray, tasers, scepters of doom, grenades, battle axes, brass knuckles, a bag of nickels, flamethrowers and slingshots, rubber chickens, bagpipes and harpoons, anyone wearing extremely thin tapered pants, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, any noise-making devices like air horns and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, whoopee cushions, slip and slides and sock puppets, banners, flags or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management or by the big man at the gates that we know as the Snake Charmer. Certain tech items are not permitted into the theater today, and besides, not using them will force you to have real conversations with those around you. Prohibited tech items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks which are cringeworthy, and any other audio and video recording equipment. We ask that throughout the day you remain respectful toward your fellow fans, our staff, and the performers. If you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you'll be subject to eviction from the theater and possible arrest at our sole discretion. Other actions we frown upon include behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, remaining in areas for which you do not hold a valid ticket, attempting to enter restricted areas, and any other objectionable conduct. And let's not be copycats and try to throw anything on the stage or at anyone at any time. Be original and don't spoil the performance for everyone else. In the words of the late Patrick Swayze, who played Dalton in the movie Roadhouse, be nice or it may force us not to be nice. If you have fast lane tickets, proceed to gate number 1. If you have any VIP packages, which include early entry privileges, please proceed to gate number 4. Those with specialty tickets, such as Pit, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats, be aware that these tickets may be scanned again inside the theater, with a wristband being issued for these special areas. If you have a Pit ticket and wristband, please enter the Pit area using the outermost aisles in the seated area. Do not enter the Pit area using the center aisles. Also be aware that all beverages will be poured into cups before entering the reserve seating and Pit areas. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, we ask that you remember that smoking and vaping are not permitted in reserved seating areas and in all buildings. If you choose to smoke in lawn areas, you must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. Overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and or fireworks are all strictly prohibited. Alpine Valley does not lend out towels even if your car just hit a water buffalo. And once you leave the theater, re-entry is not permitted. Exits and emergency exits are clearly marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits, emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or approaching severe weather, remain calm and follow the instructions of theater staff, law enforcement, and tour personnel. Listen to all public address announcements and watch the video screens for further instructions. If you need assistance at any time, please see a staff member, and remember your seats and blankets are not approved flotation devices. You stay classy, thanks for stopping by, and enjoy today's show featuring Austin Richard Post, who you know better as Post Malone. Good luck. We're all counting on you.